Dr. Vinograd, holistic dentist in San Diego, California. And today I'd like to speak about root canals. Traditionally, root canals have been frowned upon by the holistic community and embraced by traditional dentistry. So I'd like to speak a little bit to that, and specifically about some of the latest research and materials that have been made available. The research that had been done that actually caused a lot of people to believe that root canals are quite toxic was done by Dr. Price, a dentist, and he actually placed root canal teeth subcutaneously into rabbits and found that the rabbits had developed some sickness around the focal point of infection, which was the embedded root canal. One of the problems is that this research has a lot of holes in it. It's not really a very traditional scientific research. But having said that, I personally believe that his research has a lot of merit and has a great deal of information that can be had that is valid. The second problem with the research is that Dr. Price used traditional root canals. These are still being performed by 98% of the dentists, guessing 98%, but, you know, great majority, with very few exceptions. And the exceptions being, of course, holistic dentists. And so that research really has very little relevance to what is called a holistically treated or biocompatible root canal. Am I proposing biocompatible or holistic root canals? I am not. I'm just simply trying to state the facts so that people can make good decisions. The difference between a traditional and a holistic root canal is that the traditional root canal is basically performed with gutta-percha points and a sealer. A sealer is a paste that is placed in between the gutta-percha points, and those gutta-percha points are just either pressed into the canal or heated into the canal to try to get a seal. The problem with that is that you really can take a material like gutta-percha, which is a rubber, and truly efficiently seal those small areas. So that leaves a lot of spaces where bacteria can eventually make a home for themselves. The sealer that is used is supposed to actually take up the space that the gutta-percha will leave. Unfortunately, traditional sealers are somewhat toxic and hydrophobic, which means that in the presence of moisture, which obviously exists in all of our bodies, it tends to shrink. So the sealers are not totally effective in doing that, and the result has been that many root canals that have been taken out after a period of time and examined under the microscope have quite a number of micro gaps. Some of the holistic dentists began to use different materials which have calcium hydroxide as its main component. The problem with those is, number one, they were very hard to fill accurately with this material just because of its physical characteristics. And most importantly, in some research, about 20% of those teeth found themselves fractured from the expansion, the hardness of this calcium hydroxide material. So I would say that it has not been really a successful way to treat root canals. The most successful root canals from a holistic